Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, you guys, we are back from Thanksgiving break with Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. I'm sorry. I just got the weirdest text.
Before we even get into your text, we're driving to this most beautiful location at Terranea.
Yes.
It's stunning.
Beautiful.
Tam and I are glammed. Everything should be great. And we're both bitching the entire way on the way here. We're both like, I'm in the worst mood. I don't feel like doing this today.
Well, at the same time, we text each other and I said, FYI, I hate everybody today. And you text me something similar.
Right before, as her text is coming in, I had already sent, just so everyone knows, I'm going to pissed off today, so tread lightly. So I don't know, so if you guys are like us, where it's the holidays are nonstop, and then Monday, after
right.
the holidays, you just wake up and you're freaking pissed.
I woke up just like, no, actually, I've been like this for a while.
I mean, yeah, I know. But like today is especially bad. But then Tamara walks into where we're podcasting and she's already in a fight, family fight.
Oh my God. Literally. I mean, I come from a family. Like I saw your Watch What Happens Live last night. Your dad said, you're sitting over there crying in a corner. Leave her alone. She'll be fine.
Oh,
that's the family I came from.
No, you could see the panic in my face as I was recording, like that he was going to like blow on Andy.
Oh, every time Andy asked him a question, you had this look of like, oh God, please, Dad, don't say anything embarrassing. It's kind of like a stage mom when their daughter or son's up on stage and you're like, oh God, I'm so nervous what's going to come out of their mouth. Yeah, well, evidently, my family's like that when I go visit them.
You know, we are the gift that keeps on giving.
Nobody's texting back. CVS called me. That was about it.
CVS has been calling 24/7, also telling me to get the shingles thing. They're like, since you're over 50, I'm like, fuck off. I'm 41.
Well, maybe you're not.
No,
maybe it's something else your dad lied to you about.
Well, my dad texted me after Watch What Happens Live. He's like, ugh. I'm like, what?
The editing.
No, he goes, ugh, you look so happy and full of life and beautiful. And I looked pissed off.
He did.
And red. And I was like, I'm trying to look for the lie here and I can't find it.
Yep. I think I took notes on that.
But you can see why I am the way that I am when you see that. And that was him at his best, like nicest. Like he just doesn't. I may give all the F's. He gives none of the F's.
He gives zero F's. When he walked in, sat down, and Andy was so excited to have him there. And he just sat there like, huh? Yeah. No. What's your favorite song? Not really have any. What's your favorite child? I don't really have any. Still working on that.
And then we're so trained that I was thinking, why isn't he talking in sound bites? Because like when he would answer something,
explain
he answered
to the
like
viewers
a regular
sound bite is, because a lot of people don't
okay
understand.
So a sound bite means it's like within 7 seconds so that they can use it in a clip.
Yeah,
but he was answering the way that you would answer a regular human being and talking at a dinner table. But I'm like, time is money here. We got 30
chop,
minutes.
Yeah.
And then
get to it, Daddy.
Our best stuff. He had really warmed up by the after show. I'm like, well, nobody's going to click on the freaking after show.
I didn't watch the after show. Can you tell me what was on the after show?
My dad actually complimented Andy on the after show, which I've probably heard 2 compliments in my entire life on myself.
Your dad complimented Andy. Okay.
He said, I love your New Year's special with Anderson Cooper.
Oh.
And you like saw Andy's like face light up. Like they had a moment.
Now it was pre-recorded and I did see some choppiness in it where you were asked a question and then it kind of went to something totally different.
Are you worked up because it looks like I rolled my eyes during That's
yes,
My Opinion?
Yes,
I
yes.
knew it.
You rolled your eyes when Andy said, let's play That's My Opinion. And all of a sudden you see Teddy's eyes go,
For the record.
Like, why do we have to talk about her?
No.
I feel like it's Vicky all over again.
Oh, I will cut you. No. What'd you feel about my Vicky comment?
I thought that was good. I thought that was really good. And I think that's truthful as well. I didn't know that Vicky actually had a conversation with you. Like she felt out of
place. So remember the
night
that we went to, the night we were late and missed the red carpet?
Which night? The BravoCon's a blur to me.
Night one, we had
it's
Lisa
all
Barlow
a blur
on.
To me. So just.
Night two.
You could tell me it's night 7. I wouldn't know
unclear.
The difference.
It was a big Watch What Happens Live. And it was the day that we went with Lisa from Miami and a bunch of people on the, like the girl from Southern Charm, the everybody on the bus.
It's coming back to me.
Okay. So somehow Vicky and I, aka we are not housewives, got separated from everybody else. And there was a moment where you could see Vicky had like panic in her eyes and she was like, I don't know anyone here. And Bob, like just anxious. And I was like, it's okay. We're fine. We got this, you know, Bob. And so I can feel in her that she's like almost like a horse when they're annoyed at you and they just like kick out and do something rude, but they don't necessarily
always mean
it. Or that
donkey that tried to attack me.
Yeah, like
the
donkey. Yeah. Fuck you, donkey. Like that's how it was. So I said that, but then you could see what surprised me is when I gave that answer and I didn't double down on Vicky, I saw Andy's eyes light up. Like
because he knows.
Like he must have a lot of love for her because
Well, she's one of the originals, so she's the OG. But I definitely think like going to BravoCon was very difficult for Vicky. She actually texted me prior to going and saying, I just don't think I can go. And I try to put myself in her place. Like if I wasn't back on the show and I had just done the Ultimate Girls Trip, would I have gone? Like I would have felt, it would have felt definitely weird when you're on a show for that many years.
Yeah.
She was on for 13 years and to go back, you know, not really being on the Orange County panel and not doing a lot of the things that the housewives are doing and doing a lot of stuff for the Ultimate Girls Trip, which is great, but it definitely feels weird, feels different. And so I think she felt a little insecure.
Yeah. I mean, I was only on for 3 years and there were moments where I had to go,
oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, like, it's okay in the big scheme of things. this is all worth it. I'm able to be in the press room.
We're still there.
Only podcast. Right. The point is we're having fun. I'm with my friends. And at the end of the day, we're all making money and let's support each other.
Right. And the thing with housewives is like, once you're a housewife, you're always a housewife. So you don't know. You don't know what the future holds. You don't know. Like right now, I feel like Bravo's going through a lot of transitions. Like there's a lot of new shows that are coming out. Like The Ultimate Girls Trip is fairly new. Like who knows what's going to be next? Yeah. And who knows what's going to be next for Housewives? I mean, 17 years is a long time. So maybe they're going to start doing something else with Housewives. And, you know, who knows when your name's going to be called.
Yeah. And I saw not when we were all together, but when it was just me and Vicky, I saw that softer side to her.
Yeah.
And so that's why I commented the way that I did. But, you know. It is what it is. Watching that back, I was like, it was all the things.
But. I know. But you nailed it with that answer. I mean, you could have gone in so many different directions. You could have been like, you remember the last day that you were around her and we were getting our makeup done and she got her makeup done and then she goes, bye, Tamara, and she leaves.
Wouldn't even talk to
her. And you're bye, Vicky.
I could have totally doubled down and been a dick to her. But like, I'm one of those people like, don't kick somebody while they're down.
Right.
Like, I already know how she's feeling, how she's doing. You don't have to comment on this, but I've seen her pictures with the current group and I can only imagine how she's, I don't need to go on Watch What Happens Live and throw her under the bus even more and be like, fuck
her. Well, it's not a good look for you. It's not a good look for anybody, honestly.
I mean, I didn't even shade LVP.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going
to
be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Wait, I missed that.
Oh, that was on the after show.
Okay, so what they asked you about?
They asked if I had made the night that you took the video of us at the place in West Hollywood.
Yes.
If we made,
after MTV Awards.
If we made peace. And I said, I don't necessarily know if we made peace. We just made peace to never talk about those past issues again.
Right. Have you seen her since then?
No. But I never saw her before the show either. It's not, I mean, how
often? You don't hang out at her restaurants.
Like, I'm not hanging out at Vanderpump Dogs on the weekends.
Wait, there's a Vanderpump Dogs?
Oh my, that's where the whole drama started.
Wait, what's Vanderpump Dogs? Is that where dogs go to get drunk?
Vanderpump Dogs. I mean, I think there was one episode of a reality show about it.
Is that still a thing? Does she still have this dog?
I mean, I still get emails from them, even though I've unsubscribed 55,000 times, like everything.
What's his name? What's the guy's name?
John Blizzard.
Yes. John Blizzard.
Or there's also John Sessa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those guys. I don't know if they still work there or not.
Wait, is it still a thing? Like,
it still exists. Okay. I think. I don't know.
Where she...
It's where people, where she
adopt dogs.
Adopts dogs. Okay. But either way, then the next question was, do I think that her and Kyle would ever be able to make up? And I said, Kyle, like you, is very easy to forgive.
Yeah.
And so if they were ever in a situation, a setting where it was actually conducive for forgiveness, I think that they probably could.
I think so too. And I think you would too.
In the big scheme of things, it's all not that big of a deal.
It's really not.
But I did realize, like, there's something to this, like, life after reality. I mean, regardless of what shit's been going down the last couple weeks or months or whatever with my medical stuff, life, anything, I've been all right. And then last night, Watch What Happens Live aired, and I just saw Twitter just, like, hammering me again. And
what were they,
like,
saying?
It was actually kind of worse for my dad than me in a shocking turn of events. But I was like, you know, it is what it is. Within seconds, we're trending before the show even happens, like all of that. But I just went back to that place of like, why am I overthinking things that I can't control?
Right.
This is who I am in general. No matter if I was on Watch What Happens Live or sitting here right here, like me, you, and my dad, I would have my hand on my dad's leg, kind of like, you got the, because right. He's not a nat, that's like not his natural thing.
Well, he said, like, people pay him to leave his house. Like, I get that when he said that. Like, most people probably don't get that. Like, for me, leaving my house and going somewhere and going to an event, that just the, like, the anxiety, the, like, I don't really want to go out there so people can just trash me kind of thoughts that go through your head. I don't know what his thoughts are, but I kind of get like he's a homebody. Yeah.
And so that really
sums up. It's not his comfort zone.
It's not his thing. He's not a show pony. Like where
right.
I put in 20 pounds of hair and I was ready to freaking go. He was like, no. Yeah. But
I'm naturally not a show pony either. Like I can go to Watch What Happens and I can film and do these things, but I need like a little liquid courage.
I also was sober on Watch What Happens Live because I couldn't.
I noticed you didn't have a drink.
Yeah, there's no drinking.
You couldn't
with the
sneak
Cougs.
One?
No. Are you kidding me? The fear of the Cougs. The fear of the Cougs is way worse than the fear of Twitter.
I'm always worried that people won't like me for who I am, and I'm too boring. Thank you. So I always want to drink, and then I drink, and because I'm not like normally a drinker, then I'm an asshole.
I'm like, I mean,
ah, shit.
Cheers. By the way, can someone pour us another? Oh, shoot, we're supposed to be going live too. We even forgot.
Oh, Jesus, let's go live.
But Tam, yeah. I love you for sharing that because that's the truth.
Like, oh, it is the truth. It's like, you know, I always say it's like liquid courage because in my normal life, I like Eddie laughs at me. I would rather stay home all day long and just be at home. That's my life with my kids and my husband and all that. I don't need to walk a red carpet. I don't need to do anything. And I always said, like, if I was one of those big celebrities, I would never walk a red carpet. I would never do anything. I'd be like your dad. You're paying me to come out of my house.
Yeah. We're like, but it's harder when we don't have any actual talents.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you know what? I found my talent when I drink. I got to tell. Yeah, I have a gift.
You have a, it's
of
a
insulting
gift.
People.
Well, our Thanksgiving, we had a family scavenger hunt.
One less present to buy.
And I nailed it. Like, not to be an asshole, but my team of five.
Now, who puts together this scavenger hunt?
This time, we've never had a scavenger hunt before. We always have family football.
So what do you do in a scavenger hunt? I haven't done one since
It was
school.
So intense because my dad lives on like a big, there's a lot of acres. There's not a lot of room in the house. Like there's like 16 of us crammed in each room at this point because we have so many kids and like
Right. Everybody
had kids so... Has kids so young.
I got great grandchildren here.
Yeah, there's five generations of Mellencamps in this house. But his girlfriend put together a scavenger hunt for
AKA
all of us.
AKA your best friend?
By the way, I got a lot of heat for that shit.
Okay, I need clarification on that. How good of a friend? Did you set them up? What are your thoughts on this?
No, I did not set them
Where
up.
Where does she live?
10 years ago, they met. Through me, we were at a concert. There was nothing physical happened. They just like hung out with me.
10 years ago. Okay. He was the second person to call you when you got into that alleged altercation at BravoCon when you beat that girl up. Teddy, you're embarrassing me.
Why does everybody have to? I mean, next time I get into a full blown altercation.
Have you ever been in an altercation in your life?
Physical. Seventh grade. Her name was Aaliyah. If you listen to the pod, Aaliyah, I'm still mad about it. So my boyfriend, Bobby, things were really serious. He would leave like bagels in my locker, notes.
Whoa.
We were high school sweethearts.
She tried to move in?
She tried. I was out of town for a horse show and I let him use my eggplant pager. It was eggplant
Stop
colored.
It.
And
Stop it.
When I got back, I saw a 3-2-1 page, which is three words. Hold on. It's something. It means I love you. Like an I love you page. It was 4-2.
It was code.
Oh, 1-4-3.
1-4-3.
One meeting.
I love.
One meaning. Four words. Four letters.
Four. No, it's I, one word. Love, four words. You.
Letters.
Three words.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Letters, not words. But yes.
Letters.
One,
same
four,
thing.
Three.
Words.
So anyways,
letters.
I came back and I'm like, who's the 1-4-3 from? And I didn't know her. She was not in my friend group. So I met her at the Holiday Inn parking lot.
I'm getting a twitch in my eye already. I'm getting a twitch. I want to beat her ass.
So Aaliyah and I met in the Holiday Inn parking lot. And I remember.
Holiday Inn?
That was like the nice hotel where I lived. The Holiday Inn Express.
Indiana?
Hilton Head. So it was right on the beach. Everybody went to the Holiday Inn Express so we could go to the jacuzzis there.
Where's Hilton Head?
South Carolina. And okay. I just remember I had a retainer.
No, you didn't. You had to take it out.
And I went like this to my friend Brooke. I was like, hold it.
Stop it.
And Aaliyah backed off. She didn't keep coming. I went for it. I was like, I'm ready.
She was afraid of you.
No, she wanted to kick my ass before. But
no,
then finally, once
you
I took
that
the
retainer out. You scared the
shit
out of her.
And then I took out like my Claire's hoops. She was like, done. Then she backed up and I was like.
You like ran after her with your Z Cavaricci's on. She had her dittos and you're like.
I'll see you at the mall at that Jackrabbit photo
I'll see you
booth.
I'll see you at the bike rack after school.
But that was that. I mean, I think they probably
So other than
up.
The scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt. We did family football. We were with my grandpa who's.
Your dad's dad?
But I think he's 90 years old.
Okay. Still active?
Still active. The saddest thing happened. He wanted us to take all these family photos, and in every single picture, there was like a little star that he had hung up over the fan that blocked his face. I was like, Gramps.
Oh, geez.
But yeah, that was the trip. You went to Arizona.
I went to Arizona. My mom my mom lives with us. We have a guest house. That's connected to our house and she lives there most of the time. But she went behind my back and bought a house in Arizona. Didn't tell me until after it closed because she knew that.
Hold on. Does she pay to live in the casita?
No, nothing.
Is it bigger or smaller than Gina's last casita?
bigger. It's got a little kitchen. And
the shade.
I know. A little bigger. It's a little bigger. I mean, not much bigger, but it's got a little kitchen where Gina's didn't. And so she lives there 95% of the time. And then she bought this house in Arizona, which I was totally against when she told me, because
where in Arizona?
Bullhead City.
I don't know where
over
that.
Yeah, over by like Lake Havasu, Needles, like.
Oh, I love Lake Havasu. I mean, I did when I was younger.
Yeah, I mean, it's great, but is that where you want to live?
That was when I was like, bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Yeah, my mom's not bow, chicka, bow, bow. This is actually a retirement center. There's casinos over there. Like, I kind of get it, but whatever. I sold her house in
Orange County. When do you think the last time your mom did the deed?
Oh, she has a boyfriend that's a year younger than me.
Get it.
Get
what's
it, girl.
Your mom's name?
So, Sandy.
Get it, Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and join you with our Instagram live questions.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Okay, we are on Instagram Live right now and we are here to answer. Well, I mean, I am. Tamara can't figure it out.
I'm trying to figure out my phone.
What questions do you guys have? Hello from Michigan. TikTok. Oh my gosh, my aunt wants me to go on TikTok lives because apparently you get gifts. Did you hear about this? I didn't know.
Oh yes, I did hear about that.
you guys stop bickering, LOL. We Who? Can't help me and you. We Are can't we help bickering? Ourselves. Saw your dad, so sweet. Okay. Guys, we only have 10 minutes with the live, so we need you to ask your questions. Oh, look, Tam's getting all
Sorry,
wrapped
Sorry, I'm trying to get on my live.
Oh, my gosh. Teddy, we love you here in Toronto. I mean, I'm going to come on here more often just for compliments.
Wait, why are we hazy? Is it purple haze?
I don't know. This is the only filter I could find that seemed fun times. Why did my dad sit during the national anthem? I've answered this 1,000 times, you guys.
Oh,
he's never stood for it. He thinks it's a war anthem. He's never told me I can't stand for it. The end. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Does Vicky have a new boyfriend?
Yes.
Does he look like Brooks?
No. Very nice guy. His name is Michael. I think that she posts about him all the time. So he's nice.
Would I go on Ultimate Girls Trip?
Yes. Hello.
Okay. Teddy, are you a Sutton stan now? I like Sutton. I've always liked Sutton. I don't know that I would say I'm a stan.
What does a stan actually mean?
What does a stan mean, guys?
Obsessed fan.
But what stan?
It's an Eminem song stan.
Oh, I love Eminem.
Oh, I love Eminem too.
We are so old and dumb. I can't with
Did
this.
You say dumb?
Can I not say dumb?
You can say dumb, but just speak for yourself.
Lots of questions about Lisa Vanderpump. I don't know what they actually are. You have to ask them specifically. Does Tamara talk to Heather? Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, I would love to tell you everything, but you guys are going to just have to watch a show.
Tamara, do you remember bringing Danielle onto Real Housewives of Orange County? Seemed forced. Ha ha.
Okay, first of all, I never brought a Danielle onto Orange County. Somebody else brought her on.
Who is she?
She was a girl that came onto the show but never really made it. And then they just kind of phased her out. You know how they bring friends on and it never really goes anywhere. She was a very sweet girl.
Very sweet girl. That's like the worst thing to be called. Any skin cancer update? I was supposed to have my surgery on Wednesday. They just moved it to Thursday. That's the update. When will the Real Housewives new season start?
I don't know, but I'm hearing after the first of the year.
Okay, let's see. Love you both. Who all in the Fox Force 5 are talking still? Can we stop calling us that?
We need a new name.
We need a new name.
Or no name.
I think people are speaking individually, not as a group.
Are you guys both really all, not both, are all you, because there's five, all good friends still, or is there a division still?
We used to all talk all the time, and we're not
right
now.
So there's
right
a division.
Now. Oh, this one's for you. I don't even own anything Balenciaga. Are you guys going to still wear Balenciaga?
Well, unfortunately, I just bought a red Balenciaga sweater that I wore on the show this season. And I'm like, of all the fucking things.
No, because what's going to happen is you're going to wear it and they're not going to realize that you wore it months ago.
But I wore it months ago. In fact, it was something that I plan on wearing today. And then
no!
This was last week when we planned this event today.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll wear my red Balenciaga sweater. It's going to be cold out. And now I'm like, really?
It sounds like you're saying Balenciaga.
Balenciaga.
Bah.
Balenciaga. So sorry, I got lisp.
A lisp. It's a little lispy.
So I plan on wearing the Balenciaga sweater today. And then this came out and I said, no, I'm not wearing it.
Tamara, how are you doing now that your gym is closed? What is your next thing?
Not well, bitch. not well. Well, thank God we have this thing called Vena CBD that is become a gigantic success. So that's what I'm doing now.
Do you think Heather will be back to OC now that she sold her house?
I don't know. I mean, she's hinted that she wants to go to Beverly Hills. And, you know, I don't hint that I want to go anywhere but where I'm at. I'm thankful for where I'm at. So if she goes, then bye.
Your podcast is authentic and so fun to listen to. We can't help it. We're hot messes authentically. Teddy, what do you think same cast next season is on the chopping block and who's going down? I have no idea. I think they've made it clear that they are on hold right now until January.
But I also think that scheduling wise, things are switching around right now, and I feel like they have to do that sometimes. Like, our show normally would air in December. we're not going to air until after the first of the year. So I feel like they're just, maybe there's a new show that's coming out. Like, who knows why they're doing it?
This person, Teddy, you would look great with side bangs. Listen, I know why you're saying that. It's because I have a five head.
No, why?
But I absolutely do not look good with side bangs.
I have like when an old man was.
Oh, you receding, have recede.
Receding?
Yeah.
Receding hairline.
Edwin has. Oh, just kidding. No, he doesn't. Love you.
Love you. Perfect hairline. Look at mine goes way back. My kid, my girls have it too. They hate it.
Oh, I don't know anything about this. What's going on with Kelly and Shannon? People are asking.
Kelly who?
Dodd.
Oh, and Shannon?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Kelly's had a lot to say about us on her podcast. I refuse to talk negatively about her. You know, I don't know. That's her shtick. I don't go there. Because I've actually always been nice to her. Always, always, always. So it's kind of disappointing and hurtful.
The next one is, Teddy, why did you always have Rinna's back? I don't say that I would have Rinna's back regardless of what she did. But I do think... Now I'm getting tripped up on this, but
you just say it.
I think that when you're actually friends with somebody, you have their back and you try to help them see when you're they like make
Mia.
A mistake.
You're like Mia on Potomac.
I can't with
her. You're like the mafia.
She's always dicking over that friend.
Exactly.
Like, no, exactly. I would say I'm the opposite
okay,
of Mia.
I feel like I'm the type of person that like I'm on the right side. So if you do something stupid, I'll be like, Teddy, I love you so much.
Right.
But you were a dick.
To that actual person.
All next season.
Yes, which I will do. But I still will have love for
you. You're a dick.
No, Andy asked me on Watch What Happens Live. He said, Teddy, do you think you can be hypocritical? And I said, absolutely.
Yeah, you said I'm a hypocrite.
What friend can't?
But you're loyal. I'm loyal.
There's a difference. Like, I still will, to Tamara, say, like, I think you made a mistake here. I think this was wrong. And I'll still share my opinions, but is what it is.
And they're usually good opinions.
Tam,
so that sparkle
quit warming up to me. Do I have any of my dad's paintings? I do, of my kids. Is it true that Rinna uses value store? I have no idea about any mouse traps.
Vita CBD is good. Thank you.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Where are we? All right. We've only got 3 more minutes. Teddy, I already answered that one. How's Eddie?
Eddie's good. Eddie is, you know, adjusting to life without Cut Fitness. And it's been a big transition to him because it was absolutely his passion. But like I said, we have Vena CBD and there's a lot to do there. And he's enjoying life. Literally, he's been taking time off more than anything right now.
Are we excited for Miami coming back? Yes. But my heart is breaking with all these housewife headlines about Lisa.
I know. I reached out to her because we got to meet her
at BravoCon. And we loved her.
She was in our room. She was getting her makeup done by Tommy. And she was just so sweet and so nice and shared a little bit with us that I don't care to share. But she was just, I feel bad for her.
I'm hoping that some of the headlines aren't true, like him cutting everything off and all that. It's just, I don't know. This must be you because I don't know who this person is. Do you talk to Lynn Curtin?
I haven't talked to Lynn Curtin recently. Lynn has always been sweet to me. Will reach out to me every once in a while, and I see her probably once a year.
Have you heard they're trying to recruit somebody named Casey Brown for Real Housewives of Orange County?
Casey Brown actually...
You know this person?
Yeah, I do. She's a very sweet girl. If it's the Casey that I'm thinking about that owns Casey Cupcakes, is that what you're talking about? Beautiful, tall, blonde. I think that she has maybe turned it down in the past or maybe not been interested. I don't know, but she's a sweet girl.
Teddy, thank you for Dr. Fairies. He removed a melanoma from me 2 weeks ago. Huge thanks. Dr. Fairies is the best.
That gives me the chills.
I love hearing this. Thank you guys so much. Keep getting checked. Get lost, both of you. You're so boring. You're on our live, fucker.
Wait, I know. I mean, can we literally give it 1 second to talk about? You're on our live telling us we're boring. Go pound sand.
Go kick rocks.
Yeah.
Team Mia or Team Wendy? Listen.
I'm going to go Wendy all day long. I am not feeling Mia. Like, it's one thing to throw a drink in someone's face, but then when you double down and try to even be like ruder and meaner and all those things and like We're going to get into that.
We'll get into it breaking down this episode, but yeah. I think it was really a sad state of affairs that Mia has made me love Wendy.
I mean, I'm all for throwing a drink in someone's face once in a while.
Obviously. I may throw one in Tam's later today.
You might, and I might enjoy it. But I think when you do that, then you double down. But she has apologized since then, and she's on an apology tour, which I'm so used to.
This is...
What?
What do you guys think of the Gorga's new house?
It's a lot of windows.
What about the chandeliers?
Well, I'm not... I mean...
You guys, the number one trending show right now is the Wednesday Addams on Netflix.
I watched it over the weekend.
I know, but I feel like those...
The chandeliers?
The chandeliers could work for that.
I really think when it comes to interior decorating or even fashion, everybody has their own style. And when you spend so much time in a house, you want it to reflect your style and what makes you feel comfortable. So what was my style might not be your style or her style, whatever. But I do like your style.
Thanks. Teddy, how did you get your dad to go and watch What Happens Live? I have no idea. But yes, for those who's getting a divorce? Oh, on OC? You're going to have to watch.
I'm not getting a divorce.
It's not Tam.
Wait, Tamara, I took a sleeping Vina gummy and it got me so high.
You got to go sleep right away.
So our lights out. It's got 5 milligrams of THC in it. So it could get you a little high before it puts you to sleep.
Do I agree that Mia's leaving Potomac? I don't believe that. I don't think she is.
No, I think she's getting heat. I think that when you get heat, your natural defense goes to, I don't need this anymore. I have a good life without this show. And then you wake up.
Teddy, is it true that you're the new judge on America's Got Talent? Please send me an offer.
Wait, why would you? Like maybe your dad, but not you.
Fuck off.
Okay, fuck off yourself. You're not that.
I'm a very good judge of talent. I picked you to be on this podcast.
No, I think.
Actually, that was a bad judge.
I think it was iHeart.
Anyways, we're out. No, it wasn't. We're out of time, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into our live. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Staying consistent is hard. But it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now. And they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.